Jerry Bader Show 1027, as is usually the case. I thought this would be one where people would be shy, and it is one where I would particularly like to hear from women. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. There have been a number of cases on campus where men have been falsely accused of sexual assault, because sexual assault on college campuses in America is such a serious problem. College campuses have gone to near zero tolerance. If a woman says she was raped, she was raped. And oftentimes, the punishment the college metes out stands, even if the charges don't, in a court of law. James Taranto of the Wall Street Journal is in trouble because he said, look, if two drunk drivers collide, you don't blame the guy if the other one's a woman. Why do we do it with women? Well, I disagree to an extent. Men do try to use alcohol as a tool. As Tara Culp Ressler wrote at thinkprogress.com, rape isn't a mistake that college students accidentally make because they're too drunk. In fact, research into college rapists reveals that sexual assault is premeditated and victims are carefully chosen. Alcohol is a tool that rapists often use, but it's simply one tool among many. I disagree with her, though, that it's never a mistake by both people. And what we've decided is if the woman's drunk, that's it. It's rape. Even if the guy was as blind drunk as she was. I don't agree with that. Jackie in Green Bay. Jackie, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Yes, as a woman, I can agree and disagree with that. With the party that you quoted. Because as far as I'm concerned, a guy has no right to force himself on a woman, regardless of the circumstances. So if he assaults a woman, he assaults a woman. However, I also, as a female, I get really tired of hearing women say that they're always victims and they're only victims, that they have no responsibility whatsoever on their part. And especially at college, if college-age women aren't educated by now about how being alone in your bedroom with a man or in his room and, the possibility, and drinking too much, he doesn't shove the alcohol down her throat. Yeah, guys try to get girls drunk, but the girls have to actually drink the liquid. They can't force them to drink it.
Jackie, thanks a lot for the call. That's the age-old look. It's if a guy intentionally gets a woman drunk to have sex with her, that's rape. But if she voluntarily drinks the alcohol, that's a poor judgment decision. That doesn't mean that it isn't sexual assault when he takes advantage of an incapacitated woman. It is. But she also made a poor judgment decision for which you're never supposed to criticize her. I think Taranto deserves some criticism here. But I also think he makes a very good point. I have a little more to say about this. Anyone wants to weigh in? 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1030.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.